say this keyword, that it's like, do you actually understand like why the things that we're doing? Why are we, you know, putting our hands on their chest? Why are we doing, why are we making sure that we're cooling and covering for burns? Things like that, right?
So how can we translate that in the PowerPoint to all instructors or just in our instructor meetings to make sure every instructor is on the same page with how to deliver that message? Is it a cue in a PowerPoint slide, or is it just in our training of instructors?
I think it's straight up bullet points.
I think we need to agree
on what those all are.
Yeah, because that way I'm not saying, because I'll get it all the time. Oh, so and so just taught me that differently last year, right? I'm like, you know,
right.
And then I go to the Star Guard memory, and it's exactly as I'm saying it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You're about to run an orientation. I think that's something important to add into the orientation, that you will be instructing lifeguards.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Preparing lifeguards to be prepared all the time and not just part of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do receive a remediate, it's an opportunity for you to go back and review the material and remember what your instructor's teaching you. If I'm teaching you something specifically and you remediate, that means you need to review the material more than just the 24 hours I spent with you teaching you a lifeguard class.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
We run a lot of skills assessments and audits intentionally to improve our lifeguards, not to show them how horrible they are. It's to show them what skills they need to improve on.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take responsibility. As an instructor, I take responsibility. I want to take responsibility for the fact that they should be walking into those in-services understanding, right? It's like a cyclical thing where it's like they're going to the in-service.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be remediated. If I hear about it, I'm going to be like, well, I feel like that's my fault.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, we cover a very wide span,
a lot of information.
Lot.
Yeah.
And we don't expect them to pass every one of them right off the bat. I mean, it's kind of a motivational tool to some degree. And if they take it hard that they got to remediate, then wow, they're gonna go study it right then.
Yeah.
And I think we're pretty good about letting them know too. Hey, this isn't the end of the world scenario. You're not being punished. You're not. It's just, hey, we're gonna all be on the same page about this material.
Yeah.
But yeah, we don't want them to, I mean, we're not trying to make it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
What would it help you to have better access to the end services?
I would argue yes, because at least I can look at it.
That's exactly.
And help.
Okay.
I need to, I want to, because I'm not a manager, and especially because I'm a three-star.
Okay. So somewhere.
I need to understand what managers do.
Right. I think also.
What I'm not going to do is like say, oh, it's all going to be about the end service.
Yeah.
But I can say, okay, here are some of the things that I know the manager.
This is important.
You
will be tested on this
which
frequently.
Is pretty much every subject in there. I mean, there's like 30 answers.
Keep your skills sharp, and then they.
I think also feed to your point the emphasis on in service is to just. We teach so much in 2 days for a lifeguard class, right? And we expect them to remember that by Monday, which is not happening for most of them, which is why the in-service comes into play.
Right.
So we really have to have those really strong in-services that are meeting the objective,
but
we give them the foundation in the class.
Exactly. So that way they're not coming back in 2 years and saying,
oh my God. Yeah.
You know,
right. They should know. Bless you.
I see in-services as more of a maintenance.
Yes.
That's
what it should be.
Yes.
It's like, you know, we noticed that a lot of the in-services were on land. It was about vocabulary. It was about repeating back to me what you would do.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to doing.
Audits were like, now show me. I don't want to hear your voice. I want to see your action. Everyone needs to... They need to train in different ways. You can train by reading, you can train by vocabulary, you can train by doing, and what we're trying to do is encompass all of those techniques so that our lifeguards are the best.
And that's definitely subject matter for our manager's trainings coming up. And everybody will be going back through manager's training.
Yeah.
He's currently a manager, so it'll be reinforced there as well. But we really want to get that message out that that's what it is. Exactly the way you said it, you know. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I also think... Sorry.
Go on.
Okay. I was going to say, I think that having, like, I personally go back, like, every other month or so back to whatever is the most updated. So in this case, the instructor manual, just so I can, like, review it in pieces and remember anything. I think we should be, as managers more, especially when they remediate an in-service, being like, hey, I can help you recap this topic right now, and we can go through it and break down the questions mm-hmm. that I'm asking you, but also redirect them to the textbook. But this has a lot mm-hmm. more information. It breaks it down and describes it a lot more. So that way they're not just like reiterating, hey, what are the answers to these questions? They're actually able to like go back and like
yeah.
look at it more in depth.
Do you have the textbook pages in the in-services? Like if you were to refer back to the manual?
I think they
I could have sworn I saw some. Maybe it's like
I have, so there's the explanations.
Maybe not most of them.
And then it's
literally
like
pictures of the book.
Yeah.
But maybe if we added what page that's on?
Yes.
When I was a manager, I just straight up find the picture in the book, and I'm like, here, I'm going to send it to you. And then they're like, thank you. I don't have to surf through the whole book and find it.
We could probably put a chapter on there. Would be a
chapter, yeah. That's true. That's true. Because then if it changes, which it's going to. Okay, so in services, I know that's not our huge topic for this training because we are instructors for the courses. However, it all goes hand in hand. Yeah. So the conversations we have here and whatever we've put together, we'll have to communicate to our managers.
One more question before we move on.
Excuse me.
What happens, and this is a question, what happens if a student comes back to me and says, well, every time we've in-service, it's been this way?
That's where we should be reaching out to myself or Mike so that we can figure out why. Is it a site specific? Is it a manager specific? Right? Is it how we worded our in-service?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So then we can fix it.
And I think
that's a great point.
What we're doing right here, right now, is starting at the top and figuring out how we're all teaching. We're all going to teach it the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to get pushed down to the manager.
Okay. I gave it to you. I'm sorry.
This is the most important thing that we could be doing, is getting on the same page with
us. Yes. Agreed. So in that, I think one of the, at least the most frequent thing I keep hearing is how we count in rescue breathing. Seems to be a point of contention for everyone. And I don't think, honestly, and it's probably just me, I don't think there's a perfect way. We can all agree on a way, and then one student's not going to get it.
Yeah.
Right? There's some students where it just does not click the way we're teaching it. So they can do it however it is that they need to do it, as long as they're getting, you know, the right amount of breaths in and the right ratio.
And those numbers, man. Wow.
We really get stuck on them numbers.
So tough.
Yes.
This is what I do with the class, right? Just to check. This is a check for me.
Okay.
I time it. Like, so rescue breath.
Yes.
I show them it's two.
Two
I
minutes.
I undo it, and I don't show them the timer beforehand, the stopwatch. And once they stop, I flip it over, and they're exactly at 2 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's, how are you having them count? Let's do adult first.
Yeah, so adult is going to be 1, 2, 1,000, 3, 1,000, 4, 1,000, 5, 1,000, 2, 2, 1,000, 3, 1,000, 4, 1,000, 5, 1,000, 3, 3, 1,000, 2, 1,000, 3, 1,000, 4, 1,000, 5. Yeah, and it's very confusing. I emphasize this is very confusing.
I make him go to like 11. I just let him go.
Yeah.
And count it. Because that's the only way to do it is just you have to physically do it.
Right. You have to physically do it. But when they do it together, it seems like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot better.
Yeah, it makes it a lot better. Yeah.
I'd go up to 14 if you need to.
Just sitting there.
Huh?
This be a video we add into the presentation.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So it's not. It's like that's the uniform.
Yeah.
So I don't have to explain it and think in my head. Am I explaining it? Right.
That's why I made the infographic with the counting on it.
You did.
Oh, I did. It was back in March.
Wonderful. Okay.
Yes. Where did it go?
It's in his inbox.
He's hiding it.
I still have it.
Mike's got a lot in his inbox.
I know.
He's got. We got three states going. But if you can send it to me.
Yeah.
But I think a video would be good too. I think the infographic is good, but I like the video too because some people learn differently and they want to see
it.
And
it reminds
the instructor.
In the service.
Okay.
So that way they can hear it again.
Right.
Can we add a video to One Team instead of a printout PDF?
Not in services, but I know we've sent out before like mainline video.
Did we ever get any videos posted on in services?
The ones that Nicole made. No, I know we have like a lane line one that's like general set out.
One.
But I don't think we have added like it to an insert. I can look right
like
now,
as
actually.
An attachment.
I don't know if the bandwidth's there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He might know better than me.
Well, also just
in One Team. Are you in One Team?
No, I'm not in One Team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, also if you just have an Android, it doesn't work at like some of our pools. So that's another thing. Constantly.
I think that's actually being fixed.
I've heard all the feedback. When you popped in the other day, you're like, try this, like save it as a draft. And I'm like, I can't. It just deletes it every time when I try.
I can't. I tried it too. It's not working.
Yeah, it's touch and go.
Scale work in progress.
Yes.
Baby steps.
Yes.
Okay, so breath count. Do we want to agree on something now? Do we want a video? How do we want to do it?
If we can put a video in there.
I say a brief video, yeah.
Okay, so I do it the same way you do it, but I don't know if that's the same way you guys all teach it. Is that how you teach it?
Yes.
The real point of contention was the infant rescue breathing, and this was like...
Okay, let's go over that. Do the infant. What do you do?
One, two, two, three...
The breath
between
there.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. No breathing, just counting.
Two. Sorry, same thing with the breath. One.
Two, 1,000, three, 1,000, four, 1,000, five, 1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Three,
four. There's
so
a video.
Breath.
So.
I think.
Three. Yeah.
Yes, Irie.
So I know that when we say breath, because I've been seeing this at Hojo when we're in servicing them, we'll be like, okay, can you show us how to do it? And they're like, breath.
Yeah.
And then that's an extra second, guys. So
thank you.
It fucking pisses me off. I'm like, oh no. Because I know that they know it.
Yes.
I'm like, but they just say breath, and then
it's one, muscle memory.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I think if we do a video on it, I think we should actually. You know, when we're first describing it, just say breath, one, and then the next one, two, three.
Yes.
Just because they'll always do breath, and then the actual breath, and then one.
I got a crazy.
That's just food for thought for my end and what I've seen.
Agreed.
With our audits. So.
Thank you. Hard. Yeah, no, thank you for bringing that up, because that's 100%. When I used to audit for Stargard, they would say breath. They wouldn't give the breath. Or they would give the breath after they said breath. Right. So, yes, if we teach it that way, that's the way they're going to do it. Yes, Fee.
I have a crazy idea.
Uh-oh.
We should hopefully be able to make the videos less than 60 seconds.
Yeah.
We have
the ability to add videos.
Well, no, they're already on there. Oh, no. I don't know if it's just because I'm connected to Wi-Fi,
is it
but
the breathing?
Rescue Breathing Adult is on here. And
oh, that's in one team. Okay.
Yeah, okay, so
one
we'll have
team
to watch
does
that and see what the count is. Okay.
I'm in one team right now. I'm on the skills assessment, but
for breathing
in there,
I'm on 31 rescue breathing adult. I checked adult CPR. I have not found.
I'm in 33 rescue breathing for an infant because that was the number cadence we were going through.
Is there a video?
I don't see one attached, but I mean maybe it's embedded somewhere. I'm not looking.
Okay, well if there at least the adult one has a video. We'll have to watch and see what the count is. You can do that.
I'm about to.
Oh, thank you. That's why I got a ding.
Probably why.
What were you gonna say?
Post that to Instagram or to our social media for Guard. I don't know if that's appropriate.
I could ask Julia.
Yeah, we were talking a lot about using Instagram coming up here.
Because
so
at least if they're subscribed to our social media, they go. It's like when they log into one team 360, it's not gonna be the first thing on there, but it's like they're.
Are you there?
But social media would. Yeah. I don't think so.
Discussion?
I don't think so.
Yep.
Yeah, you were there for that.
Yep.
Possibly shifting the play portal over to Instagram.
I mean, everybody's on it.
So,
okay.
Just there's going to be kids whose parents are like, nope, can't have Instagram.
Right.
That's so, very true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very
you
true.
Do the YouTube?
You can do the YouTube as
you
well.
Can do
it's
YouTube.
Just, I'm thinking the whole, like, they're scrolling and they see the video. Sure,
yeah.
That's sort of my crazy idea.
No, that's a great idea.
Anyway, that's different.
Okay, so we've agreed. Well, the video, we're all going to count in such the same way on the video, and then we'll just teach based on the video. Unless we have a student that cannot get it in that way, which I feel like I can't speak for everybody. There are students that will not get it in that way. They just need to meet the objective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Different
Yeah. Have the students come up with it themselves. Usually that works because then
so
they feel like they figured it out.
Hold you to it. Here's the way we're doing it. But
okay, cool. Yay.
Maybe, if they have watches,
a timer or something. They do know how they learn. You're right.
One, two, three, four, five breaths.
Yeah.
And then they just look at their watch. Mm-hmm. That's an accommodation.
Especially in today's society, they're told how they learn.
That's true. okay, caps. Before I... 1 hour is not enough for these meetings, but...
No.
I feel like we'll have to... I'll just on the instructor portal. We'll just keep putting all the information. I'll send out emails so everybody's checking. We'll try and continue to do once a month meetings. I know we missed the last month. Maybe not always in person because it's sometimes difficult strategically for everybody, but for CAPS, how is everybody running our CAPS? Are we doing it all in one day? Are we splitting it up between the days based on the CAP?
I'm integrating.
Splitting them, yeah. Integrating them as you teach the topic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Star Guard. I don't tell them. I notice that they learn better. Yeah.
Yeah.
They learn better and they're way less nervous when they, I'm not telling them they're in a CAP.
Yep.
And then they realize they're being tested.
Yep.
Like, oh, you've been observing.
Oh, I passed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For about half of those, that works great.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. For some.
Yeah.
For half.
Like, and then
I
some. For some, not so much.
It's also land versus water.
Yeah, the water
yes.
is obviously going to be a little warmer.
If you
yeah.
only have
you gotta
to
set
to
it up
for the last day of your class, you're going to
yep.
have to push them. So
yep.
all be together.
Right.
But the online ones, CPR, multiple rescuer, that kind of stuff, that's,
mm-hmm.
it's nice to integrate it while they're learning the skill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to be like, I'm going to go through all this information. Remember what I said hour one.
Yeah.
When I cap you out.
And now we'll test at the end of day two. Are you running one person at a time or are you doing it as the group team scenario? How are you guys doing it?
Yeah. Because multi-rescuer, they need to know the flow of how things go. But, you know, running it.
Because some caps require.
Times, yes. So that
yeah.
each person gets that. You have to direct and go get some
yeah,
stuff.
Like
and
a
then,
leader.
Yeah, and then
mm-hmm.
I go off and they have to come with me and I have them hold off for a moment.
Yeah.
So they have to run stuff and then I'm like, okay, you go take this.
Yeah.
And then, okay, I'll come in or you take this.
Reality
right.
Basin.
Yeah.
And some of them are you have to start single
yes.
and then add. So
yes.
are we all doing that?
Yeah.
Start like
mm-hmm.
CPR,
mm-hmm.
start
yes.
single
whatever,
and then add people.
Laid out, just follow the...
Okay.
I've also seen Ash and Joey only have 3 participants in their class.
Right.
So really
get creative.
One at a time is not.
Yet.
Is not. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Anybody on the call do anything different? Any suggestions with running caps or anything you don't like about the caps? Not that I can change
I like
them.
That there's only half of what
it
used to be.
There's no baseball caps.
What's that?
That there's no baseball caps.
What?
That's
just
a joke.
We're
gonna give Ari a baseball cap. Like, cap.
She'll get a rubber ducky with a baseball cap.
You get a baseball hat. You get a baseball.
Once they finish, yeah. Here we go.
Cobra. First aid. Is everybody using the first aid cards?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we like the cards?
Yes.
Yes.
How do you use the cards? Because that's been another thing that's come up.
Charades.
Charades.
Yeah, where
okay.
I have, like...
You have them act out?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, come here. Here's this. If you need extra help, like, this is after we covered it, but, like, if you
yeah.
need extra help, you can ask me, like, how a particular thing goes. But
okay.
like, act it out the rest of your lifeguards. Try and identify generally what's wrong, and then treat the symptoms that you're seeing.
Okay.
Have them go at it.
Got it.
I went through the Starfish Aquatics program, where they have, like, the same concept, but, like, different cards that actually have the scenario on it. It's, like, you're the responder, you're the rescuer, and you're
okay.
the guest in distress. So I just kind of modulated that to fit
the
ones
cards.
That are in the lifeguarding program.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else do anything different with the cards?
I'll start holding them up sometimes and start describing things and
yeah.
see who can get it first.
Okay.
I'm cruising along and giving little hints and clues, and I'll have a little candy. I'll just throw it for whoever can figure it out first.
Okay.
I also like leaving them out for them to look through when they're like on
oh,
lunch.
Yeah.
People aren't
yes.
going away. People are sitting around. You guys want to have a conversation? What are you guys doing?
Talk
you guys
about
want to talk about some gross stuff? Here we go. While I tell you this,
I've done a combination of pretty much
all of the above.
Yeah.
Okay. Fee, do you do anything different?
Right now, I just realized I could do Jeopardy. That's just like idea I just came up with.
It's all about time.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, what I do currently right now is have them sit in 2 lines.
Mm-hmm.
One person is the guest in distress, the other person's the rescuer, and then I have them kind of rotate.
Okay.
Yeah, physically.
And one has the symptoms, one has the treatment. Okay. Anybody on the call have any suggestions, anything they do different with the first aid cards? I've talked to some Red Cross instructors, and they really like them, and we're hoping that we can create some for them as well, similar. I think Red Cross already has some of those tools.
Yes.
So I just have to pull them from the portal. But, sorry, anybody on there? I didn't leave you any time. I just kept talking. No? Okay. Checking for pulse and breathing behind the head and to the side. Are we teaching both?
As of now, yes. Are we getting rid of breathing from the side with Starter?
No. So it's still taught as an option because you don't know your scenario you're going to be in.
Okay.
But the emphasis is behind the head.
Okay.
Oh, I right?
It's just another yeah. tool.
I haven't teaching to the side just because it's not designed.
Though. It's not...
Yeah.
Right. So, possible. And you can okay. adapt it and you can. So there's some facilities right. where you're to the side and you're still doing this.
Yeah, I mean,
you just have to get really creative. Oh, 100%.
But we don't want to teach that.
It's hard to teach, yes.
Your flexibility and mobility.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you kind of have to do a lunge to the side and then you're constantly moving.
I'll have to teach just a little elbow support,
uh-huh.
especially if somebody's a little top heavier. It's harder to get over without
yeah.
crushing their head or
yeah.
face. So a little, that's something I learned from you way back in the day, like the tripod. Just
yes,
you know,
just
yeah.
got to balance.
Yep.
Yeah. And then just for checking pulse, are we checking from the side or from behind the head?
I like from the side if you suspect
yeah.
it's cardiac, because then you're just right in the position to go to compressions.
Uh-huh.
Unless you like suspect it's going to be a breathing emergency, and then maybe you'll go from behind
what's
the head.
What's Stargardt saying?
Behind the head, you're doing the triple airway maneuver to open the airway and check for pulse simultaneously while watching the chest. So you're doing it all.
So do we want to do small assessment from the top of from the belt?
I think it's good to do both.
Yeah,
so you know
a tool in the belt that you can utilize.
Out, so if we want to go with our number one
mm-hmm.
behind
the head, yeah.
Head,
yeah. Does anybody have any objections?
Here's your other option.
I just want to understand, so we're gonna teach behind the head triple airway maneuver and also pulse check.
Mm-hmm. Open airway pulse check.
Yeah.
Is that are you just doing the side?
Right now I'm just doing the side.
Okay.
Because they're doing compressions.
Yeah.
And then switching back and forth.
Yep. Yep. Totally understand.
Okay.
So I think, and part of that too, I would do it on a live person as long as we obviously ask for consent, say, hey, just because they're feeling it on a live person is completely different than the mannequin.
Mm-hmm.
So teaching that right. component from behind the head, check, feel, listen, feel, is better on a person than a mannequin.
I always have the students start, find their own.
Yeah, floor, find your
and
own.
Reach over, and that's my introduction into, hey, you've got to touch people.
Yeah.
So that's kind of that, hey, guess what? This is the business you're in now, so go ahead. It's going to feel silly. Touch your neighbor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
check.
Have go home and try it.
See, yeah, yeah.
If you live with anybody, mom, dad, little
yeah.
brother, sister, if you have
find
any
the
little ones, you're even in a better position. Now
right.
you get to go find their
right.
pulse. Brachial and, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so checking for pulse, we should give them the tools. We all agree.
Mm-hmm.
To because you don't know if you're next to a toilet, you know, how are you going to be able to fit? Do you have to move them? You know, where are you going to be when you have to do this? You need
tight pool deck.
Tools. Yeah, tight spaces. Checking on a real person as opposed to just the mannequin. You'd be surprised you get 10 lifeguards. They're all different body compositions. Finding a pulse on some is easy. Finding on others is just like, you know, so we want to make sure that we're. Sorry, those of you who couldn't see that.
While we're on checking positions and stuff,
yeah.
What do we want to agree on? Recovery position, front or back?
You
I'm
mean
a fan of the front.
Turning away or towards?
Correct.
I teach both. Does everybody just teach one?
I teach both.
Okay. I would
they
say.
Always go. Which one do you like? And I always say from the front.
Depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
But depends on the situation. Again,
totally
I.
Situational.
Yeah,
yeah.
Your area. You don't know where. You know what's going to be where. Can I turn them away? Do I have to turn them towards me? You know what I mean. Thinking of the person, though, if they are larger and we don't want to hurt ourselves, pushing away is going to be better for us
yes.
than pulling.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're going to say?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was thinking. But yeah.
Yeah. So really you have to think about your person, yourself. Do I have more people? What's my space? Situational. Yeah. So I would say teach both.
Yeah.
is anybody not wanting to do that or thinks that we shouldn't do that?
It's not a huge deal either.
Yeah.
Way.
They are going to ask. You're right. They ask. But, which one do you prefer?
Yeah. So.
And so when you don't teach it is when someone's going to ask.
Exactly.
So why not just teach both?
Like, or, yeah, you don't teach it and then they can't do it the way you taught and then you're like,
it's
oh,
good
crap.
To teach both so that they don't get stuck
yes.
in one train of thought.
Yeah.
And
why?
Try to make that happen.
Yeah.
It would be easier not to make it happen.
Yeah. And just make sure when we're teaching away that they're not face planning their person into the because we tend to see that a lot.
Yep.
Especially when we let them try it on each other and their friends and they're like, whoo. In water, I think, so we're already past 8 o'clock. So prevention, distress and drowning, and in water. We'll have to push to our next meeting if that's okay with everybody. We can do just a recap in the meeting minutes I send out. But extrications and backboarding, obviously it depends on our pools, right? Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of different ways to do it. So we have our high edge, like from the edge, the one person, we have two person. There's all the different ways. So is everybody teaching all the ways or just one?
Try
to all
as
many different ways,
because
all the tools in the belt.
You don't know what environment you're going to be
with our company.
Caught
mm-hmm.
up in.
It's very
you
true.
Don't know if there's going to be stairs, if there's not going to be stairs, if there's going to be
yeah.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
Also, your demographic is different. I have nothing but kids, and some
yes.
people have nothing but elderly people.
Yes.
Right.
So
that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know,
and
yeah.
your backboards.
Everything.
I think one of the things that I mean, we could do a whole meeting based on just how we're
yeah.
teaching. Holds and what rescues we're using, but
yeah.
I think that is the biggest inconsistency we have right now are all of the different rescues and holds and how we're doing them, hand placement and all that, and it's just mechanics, but I think
yeah.
mechanically we're teaching it totally different.
Okay.
And I would like for your, because of your auditing skills and past
do
program,
sounds like we need a
like an in water in service meeting
say,
yeah
well no
water.
Actually I was talking to Chelsea about like an IDC.
Yes, just for instructors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're have to we focus going over all that.
Yeah.
I called her today because I thought we were having one today. I was like, are you coming to the
pool? Are we in the pool tonight?
I went back and checked my email. Like,
Should I tell them not to cover the pool tonight?
but yeah, I think that's one of the biggest inconsistencies. And I think once we get that down, because I mean, some moves are being taught in some classes and some, and then they're completely left out of other classes.
Yes.
Like that, so.
And I think that comes into our ratios.
A lot of mix over. A lot of mix over from Red Cross.
What would you say not being taught, would you say?
Oh, it's just a multitude. I put my finger on the.
Yeah, you run a renewal and then the lifeguards are like, I've never seen it that way.
Yeah.
Right?
Which,
or
which is,
yeah.
which
or they don't
okay.
remember.
Which can be okay, but as long as we're teaching the core one first and
yeah.
building out from there on things that work.
Right.
But I want to start straight out, I mean, black and white out of the StarGuard
manual
as we can. And then if we need to vary from there to fit our needs, then we do. But as long as we're staying on that straight path and we're teaching the same thing in every single class, then we're on track. But if we're teaching all kinds of different shit everywhere, it's going to be, it is what it is now.
Yeah.
It's kind of a menagerie, so.
That's why Red Cross.
List, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
These are the five ways we're going to make this, you know, front, whatever.
Yes.
That's why Red Cross
like,
has been rigid for so
way.
Many years.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
yeah.
because of that
yeah.
Discrepancy
yeah.
issue.
The freedom
that's true.
To be able to do what fits your
final balance.
Great.
Yeah.
The StarGuard is a great balance.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we need those. We
but
need
with Premier, we have 10 different facilities, 15 different facilities.
Enforce the balance.
But the rescue should be, the basic one should be the same.
Yes,
and they
agreed.
All be taught
yeah.
the same
okay.
And then we can vary up from there.
Yeah.
And there's a couple other ways you can do it.
Yeah.
You get into this bind, hey, do it this way. But this is the core one. Learn this first. And then here.
Got it.
So.
No,
and
you're
I don't
right.
I don't want to go off to prolong this any longer than you need to, but. There was a brief conversation we had this past weekend, which was the card that goes in the hip pack.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would love to address that if we're going to update it or we're going to modify it at all. Because
I think we're going to add a QR code to
finding
it.
Finding that it's like very beneficial when it's in their hip packs. And I found
okay.
a stack of them in my desk, and I only handed it
I found a
to
stack
my
in the room.
I like
yeah.
him being in there. I like the.
Can I get a copy of
that? I love instructor ones like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a. It has the EAP on one side and then.
Yes.
What was on the other side?
It might have.
Was it sample? I don't think it was.
I don't know. I don't.
Yeah,
but they were laminated. They're real nice.
They were nice.
Oh no way! I still have
it. Yes, I actually gave it to Julia, our marketing. So it has. These are two slides in our PowerPoint right now: the emergency action plan, and then like what's 10/20, when, where, how, what, yeah. So that, and I think we talked about adding a QR code to the back of that.
Yep.
There's a lot of, there's a lot of ideas. So if you guys have any ideas for that card that you want to see after an instructor or after teaching a class.
Think about how many more people would look at the employee portal if they had their little card there.
So for the QR code, I don't know, can I speak?
I don't, go ahead.
No.
Okay, sorry, I'm like, I can't hear anyone really, except for maybe like here and there, I'll like hear some people talk, so I just want to make sure that I'm not talking over anyone.
You're good, go ahead, Ari.
With the QR code, is it for the staff to use while on deck? Because I know that we don't allow them to have their phones. No. And so
it was more of a reference card. And I think that we can all agree on what it's going to be used on best because it hasn't been made yet. So we're kind of in a good spot. We can decide what we want on that card.
If you get a remediate, it takes you right to the
reason,
like the skill.
The skill.
You know, it should take you to the employee hem or the employee portal.
Yeah.
Lifeguard portal, and you should be able to look up anything you want.
The textbook. Yeah.
Or it could just be Michael Scott's home phone number.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think the manual is on When I Work Under Documents.
It is.
If I'm not mistaken. So, like,
they might get taken down.
That's the only platform.
JK, LOL.
It might get taken down because StarGuard doesn't approve that, and we actually had to pull stuff off of our website.
Oh, we did?
We can't have the manual anywhere except for in their portal.
What?
Yeah.
Oopsie.
So we... Sorry, Irie. That might get taken down.
Damn it.
Oh, that is fine. I'm just...
Who told them? Can we provide a link on there?
We can provide the link all day, every day. They just have to.
It forces them to sign up for them.
Yeah. It forces them to use, which they're hopefully redoing the portal. But.
Yes. Okay, anyway.
Great feedback. Okay, so I have extrications, backboarding, how we teach distress and drowning, and prevention, because I feel like those are really needed to emphasize on in these classes. Mm-hmm. Maybe they get skimmed over. I can't speak for everybody, obviously, but I mean, we're teaching all these guards what to do when it happens, but then not what it looks like when it happens. Like there's no real emphasis on that. Right. And it's hard because you can't, every time it happens is different. But maybe we should figure out a way to better incorporate that.
Visuals, demos, and
visuals.
Water.
Yeah.
I think videos. I think a lot of it is instructor attitude as well. Like really driving stuff home. And hey, this is not a joke.
Yeah.
This is really, here's the reality of what happens.
People die. Yeah.
Yeah. And then give quick stories or anecdotes for Hojo or whatever you want, where people are, but just somehow get it into their heads reality based.
Yeah.
So it's not just a training evolution that they're just like, hey, yay, your turn. You know,
yeah.
So how do we drive it?
The way I drive that home. At the get-go,
mm-hmm.
is, okay, I've taught you a few skills already. Just imagine if this were to happen. Sorry, 70% of all cardiac arrests happen at home.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you're not here at Premier 100% of the time.
Right.
70% of cardiac arrests happen outside.
Would you feel prepared to do this on a family
grandma,
member?
Grandpa. You're not getting paid for that.
Yeah.
Right? And all of a sudden, boom.
It hits.
You see the faces.
Yeah.
Just
and people are going to expect
that's good. I like that.
Yeah. So if you make it personal and let it
get goosebumps.
Like, hey, this could happen to your brother. This could happen to your sister. You're not going to get paid for that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen.
But also, you're going to want to help. So, yeah. No, that's good.
Yeah.
So I will touch on that for the next one. I can add stuff to the meeting minutes as well. I had feedback from Carol and Anthony Torres who weren't able to be here, so I can add that to our meeting minutes. Most of it was stuff we've already discussed. There was somebody asked if we could do an instructor When I Work chat so that we're all in a chat together.
We had one. It died.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we had one.
We'll revive it.
Obviously, we don't want to blow it up. You guys all have your own lives and things going on. This is like an added hat. But we do want something other than email to keep us all in touch.
Yeah.
And then there was something else I was going to say, and I can't remember. What? No, I asked. It's a one of these things.
Yeah.
So that's why the instructor portal happened.
Because
initially I was going to try and do teams, and then it was like, no, we can't do that. So we had to figure out another option. So we'll make it work with what we got.
You weren't really tied to the best on the teams thing.
Yeah. Anything anybody want to bring up, discuss, questions, comments, concerns?
What about how we teach scanning?
Scanning. Oh, I can add that on here.
I was
very
back
similar.
In management, and I have a very wide background in aquatics, but a lot of the guards I was seeing out on deck did not know what like proper scanning looked like.
Yes.
And I'd see them stare off in one spot for like 30 seconds, and I'm like, that does not fit in the 10-20 window. And then I would show them what scanning looks like, and they're like, wow, we like never actually learned this in the lifeguard
mm-hmm.
class. It's just like you watch.
I think
yeah.
All needs to be looked at and addressed with the prevention side of it.
Yes.
And I think that's another thing that we
there's those
good on deck topic.
Yeah, those videos
exactly
that Stargard created and it, with the camera on the head
yes.
and the scanning. I feel
yeah.
like we could add those and that
I
would
also,
help.
I made one like 2 years ago and I sent it to Missy. I don't know where it ended up.
I don't
but
have access to Missy's email.
Into the void. I don't know if she like
Chelsea.
Yes. Sorry, Ari, I didn't see your hand.
No, you're good. It's all good. No worries. What if we utilize, I mean, Hojo gets audited. We have our premier uniform on. Why don't we use the audit videos on maybe the PowerPoint or something as like a tool for them? Because I know like some of them, they didn't get 5 stars. They should have gotten 0 stars. And I know some people got like 5 stars. And so I think it'd be beneficial to see an actual employee that has a premier logo on. And they see like, oh yeah, like this is like, we got audited. Like, this is what it looks like when they're auditing us.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I can ask.
Something to share.
I'll ask Amber if that's cool.
Yeah.
No, you know what I mean?
It's a fine.
And then.
I know, it's like a fine line.
Yeah. But I think that's, I mean, it's always good to watch a video of actual, you know, what it looks like when we're staring off into the distance and what it looks like when we're actually scanning. Awesome. Anything else you guys have? Can think of?
So I know we do, and Mike, I had this conversation with you like in the middle of the summer this year, so yeah. But I just thought about this.
There's a lot going on in that
house. I've noted a lot of the times at a lot of different facilities of like folks are deck changing, like of all ages,
oh,
kind of thing, of like kind of those two like solid rules but not really written rules of like no one's allowed to deck change just for safety reasons of kids are deck changing, we don't want people looking at them, but we also don't want someone accidentally dropping a towel. So no, like, and make it a bigger point of, hey, people should not be deck changing, and then also no breath holding activities.
Mm-hmm.
Because that, I mean, at AVAC, I'm just gonna say at AVAC, I told Cody, and I just did his renewal too, and I'm sure I said, hey, don't let people deck change during the class, and then the next, 2 weeks later, I've seen a whole family of kids drop towel, little girls running around, kind of, and I'm like, hey, Cody, make sure people aren't deck changing,
Cody
and he's like, yeah, so I'm not calling him out, I'm just saying as
a
instructor thing.
Oh, yeah.
So I think,
yeah.
So as just like a blanket, just for the sake of time, but we can talk about this more after too.
Okay. This is more of just a, we should be making sure we're covering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's actually,
is that a Stargard thing?
No, it's not a Stargard thing. It's facility specific and city specific because it's a health code thing, because it's a hygiene thing.
Ah.
So it's not necessarily a Stargard. It's not, it's because deck changing is okay in some places as long
okay.
as you're covered, which is why we gave all the instructors those ponchos. Because it is a thing. Sometimes you don't have access to a locker room or a bathroom.
This is just from what I did
but,
with Nick Hocko. I want to say, obviously now hearing it, I'm not as sure, but I could have sworn that that was something during our instructor course.
We need to check with Nick.
I'll check with Nick. Yeah. I'll call him. I'll confirm.
Okay.
Absolutely. No problem. Because
that's something I've been enforcing. So
yeah.
I want to know. I want to, since I believe that I heard it from him from
okay.
Stargard. And enforcing at all of our facilities because
yep.
we're all Stargard.
Yep.
That's something that now I'm like unsure of.
I'll follow up with him for sure.
Okay.
just so I have the actual.
I definitely think if we see someone do that, I don't think, I mean, it's not our place to tell that person, but I definitely think we should be contacting their point, their higher
the
point
facility
of contact
director.
Instead of, correct, because I don't think it's our place as instructors. When we're instructors, we are instructors mm-hmm. in the water. We're not managing.
Yeah, I didn't say it to them because I don't even work at AVAC as a manager regardless. So not that I went up to them.
She's talking about that for training.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, training in general.
Yeah, okay. not if I went up to them while instructing.
Just make that announcement.
But to your point, yeah, yeah.
This is where we change.
If we have, to Irie's point, if we have something that happens at a facility, as instructors, just blanket statement for everybody, if we could please let the facility director know, right. Give them a chance, and then maybe there's something that we don't understand about how they run their facility too. Mm-hmm. Especially me, I'm learning all the facilities. So I might think that there's a rule somewhere and I'm like, no, this is the rule, but that's what I know it to be. But it may not be for the facility. Yeah. So definitely run things by our facilities directors. Obviously interject if it's a safety hazard or safety concern. No.
One last thing I'd like to add, and this is from an optics standpoint, but we really, really need to be careful about our footprint at the pools.
Okay.
A couple of the classes have been taking up over half of the pool deck with like three or four tables taken over. Take one table, have everybody work around.
Oh, okay. Okay, so keep it, professional. Keep it clean, condensed.
Don't do it right up front and the AVAC. Do it in the back corner somewhere, but keep control of it. Don't make it look like a yard sale.
A table and the pool chair.
Don't have all the kids with
I'll
their towels
with
drying
that,
on 15
now
different lounges. Me too. You're in, so.
Yes, absolutely. And I will. So we created a new orientation for instructors, just because it hasn't been a thing. Would you guys like to see that? Do you feel like it'd be beneficial? Yeah. Obviously, because you're instructors, I feel like it would be. So that in there, you'll see what a picture of a mannequin looks like after a class, what it should look like. So we're all doing the same thing.
Accountable now. We will track you.
Well, not everybody knew that. I think maybe we just forgot, or maybe I didn't communicate it. But anyway, we want to make sure that everybody's doing the same thing. So I'll give you the orientation. If there's anything you want to add, delete, questions, concerns, we'll change it. Jason and Bernardo will be the first ones to be a part of that, but you guys will all get it so you can see it. Sound good?
Will you reschedule it? Can I come sit?
Yeah. It'll probably be virtual because they're in opposite places. Cool. Actually, I'm here, they're in that. Yeah. So, but yeah, you absolutely. Anybody, if you guys all want to be invited, then we'll just have a whole instructor orientation. I'll just invite everybody, and if you guys can make it, great.
It's a reminder for everybody.
And then we'll just go from there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think everybody should go through it.
Perfect. I went over. Sorry. It happens every time. So we will. I'll send out meeting minutes. It'll be later tomorrow because I want to get everything together. Apologize in advance. I forgot to hit record. So I started recording.
Awesome.
Yeah. I started recording on my phone. So.
Is now on the record. Yes.
No.
Might be
reread. I started recording on my phone, so I have audio at least for half of the meeting. So I will post that, but the meeting minutes will reflect everything we talked about. If I miss anything, please call me out. I do best if you just tell me what I missed and what I do wrong. Otherwise, I don't know.
Chelsea, you're doing great.
Except for not hitting record. So anyway, thank you everybody that joined online, and those of you who are here in person, sorry it went over. Nice. Thanks. we will talk to you guys again soon and look out for an email. And then obviously we'll post all this on the instructor portal as well. Cool beans?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Cool. Ka-choo. Thank you, everybody. Have a great rest of your evening. I know. You didn't have to break out the mask.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Thank you, guys.
I'm going to break out my mask in like over a month.